Thank you for the introduction. Again, my name is Maggie Ryder, and I'm working on my master's thesis at the University of Minnesota. So an option to reduce inputs in a turf grass system is using alternative turf grass species like the fine fescues. The fine fescues perform well in reduced input situations because they require minimal fertility and minimal irrigation compared to the bank grasses, the blue grasses, and the rye grasses that are more prevalent. Also, the fine fescues need less pesticides, and their slower growth rate allows for a lower mowing frequency. So because of these reasons, there has been a lot of transition to use fine fescues in golf courses on roughs and out-of-play areas. And in these areas, the fine fescue species are usually planted in mixtures. But it's not well understood how mixtures of fine fescue species function under some of the typical stresses that can occur on golf courses. So beyond roughs, the fairways comprise the next largest area of maintained turf grass on a golf course. So fairways would reasonably be the next area of a golf course to look at to start integrating fescues on a large scope with effective outcomes. Except fine fescues occupy about 1% of the fairway acreage in the United States, and information is extremely limited on the management practices of fine fescues on fairways. A lot of the basic management has not been unraveled and harmonized for an easy application, and our golf course superintendents are reluctant to use these species. So research is needed to overcome this barrier and determine how fine fescue mixtures should be managed on golf course fairways. One of the concerns on golf courses is traffic stress, which comes from motorized cart and foot traffic. The foot and vehicular traffic crushes the grass, it tears a plant, and causes soil compaction. Another consequence of golf play is the destructive removal of verdure and thatch layers in a divot. So our turf grasses need to be durable and have strong recuperative powers, but the fine fescues are so slow growing that recovery from injury can be very slow. So we wanted to look at ways to manage the fescues in a way that would increase performance under traffic stresses using plant growth regulators. So Trinexpec ethyl promotes lateral tillering and increases plant density, which results in a fuller turf canopy and improves the quality and playability of a turf. So our objective was to determine the impact of Trinexpec ethyl on the performance of fine fescue mixtures in golf course fairways. So with the five fine fescue species that we commonly use as maintained turf, we selected a representative cultivar that was commercially available. And we took these five species and created 25 different mixtures. So this is just an abbreviated table to show an example of what our mixtures look like, with mix 1 through 25 along the left column, and then our header row is the one of the five different fine fescue species. So each fine fescue species was evaluated individually in a monoculture or 100% mixture, and then in a variety of proportions and combinations down to an equal five-way mixture with 20% of each species. So for each mix, the proportions were always equal, and the total proportions of each mixture would always add up to one. So traditional turf grass establishment practices were employed here. Our plots were established from seed in 2012. A starter fertilizer was applied, and supplemental irrigation was provided only during the establishment period. The trial was fertilized with 98 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year, which was split into a spring and a fall application, and the plots were mowed at a fairway height of 1.23 centimeters. So our treatments included the PGR treatment, which was Trinexpec ethyl. Our control plots received no PGR, and the treated plots received 48 grams of active ingredient per hectare every 200 growing degree days from the beginning of June to mid-October. So our plots were, our growth was regulated throughout the entire growing season. The traffic treatment was either no traffic or six passes per week with a golf cart traffic simulator. The traffic was initiated at the beginning of July and continued for 2 months to the end of August. And our mixture treatment was 25 different mixtures of our fine fescues that I described before. So the data collected on this project included visual turf quality ratings on the 1 to 9 scale. Digital images were taken and analyzed for percent green cover. Weed invasion was measured with grid counts, and surface firmness was quantified with a true firm meter. In order to determine the PGR effects on our divot recovery, we harvested one divot per plot at the beginning of August, and we tracked the recovery of the area. We photographed the divots every 2 weeks and analyzed the images in ImageJ software to measure the percent to measure the area, and then we could calculate the percent recovery. And for time today, I'm going to look at the turf quality ratings and our divot recovery results. So the experiment was a split strip plot design that was on the St. Paul, Minnesota campus. Our treatment treatment levels included our PGR treatment, our traffic treatment, and our fine fescue mixture. The three replications were arranged in a randomized complete block, and the data was analyzed with a linear mixed effects model in R. So moving on now to our results and discussion. This is just a shortened ANOVA table showing our treatment effects. So you can see that our PGR treatment of Trinexpec ethyl had no significant effect on turf quality at the end of traffic or divot recovery rate. Our traffic treatment significantly affected our turf quality in that the plots that received regular traffic had a lower turf quality than the plots that did not receive any traffic, and traffic had no effect on divot recovery. And then there were differences among our 25 different mixtures for both turf quality and divot recovery. There were no interactions between or among any of these factors, so they weren't included on this table. So as described, the traffic had a significant effect on turf quality, and that's obvious from this picture here. You can see that the control plot on the right that was receiving no traffic has a significantly higher turf quality than the plot on the left that was receiving regular traffic for 2 months. So here's our turf quality ratings for the first year. This was at the end of our 2 months of repeated traffic. So as I described, there were no significant differences between our Trinexpec ethyl treatments, but there were differences among mixture. So our y-axis here is our turf quality rating on the 1-9 scale, and our x-axis is our 25 different fine fescue mixtures. The dots are the means, and the bars are 95% confidence interval. So mixtures without overlapping bars were significantly different. And if we take a look at some of the species breakdowns of these mixtures, we can see that mixtures that contain 50% or more hard fescue seem to be performing better and more often ranking in the top of among our 25 different mixtures. And then if we lower that proportion to look at mixtures that had 33% or more hard fescue, there's more in that top end. So it seems like including hard fescue in a mixture provides better traffic tolerance. Now moving on to the second year of our turf quality rating, again at the end of our 2 month traffic interval, we have our turf quality ratings on the y-axis and our 25 different fine fescue mixtures along the x-axis. Again, looking at the hard fescues, any mixture that had 33% or more hard fescue was doing better as far as traffic tolerance after 2 months of repeated traffic. On the other hand, mixtures that had 33% or more chewing fescue were doing more poorly. And from this, we can gather that including chewing fescue in a mixture weakens the performance of a fine fescue fairway. So here's the results of our divot recovery measurements. So Trinexpec ethyl had no significant effect on divot recovery rate, but there were differences among our mixtures. So this data is from 10 weeks after divot harvest towards the end of October. We calculated our percent recovery every 2 weeks, and this was the last time that we measured divots 10 weeks after harvest. Our y-axis here is our percent recovery, and the x-axis is our 25 different fine fescue mixtures. So before even looking at constituent species breakdown, it's really important to spotlight that none of our mixtures had divot recovery beyond 50-55% 10 weeks after the divot was taken. But if we do look at our species breakdown, it looks like mixtures that had 50% or more chewing fescue had a faster divot recovery rate. So just to summarize and conclude, Trinexpec ethyl has no significant effect on traffic tolerance or divot recovery in our fine fescue fairway mixtures. But the mixtures play some role in the performance of fine fescue fairways. Still, the speed of divot recovery is remarkably low. And more information is needed on the management practices to enhance divot recovery and traffic tolerance in fine fescues. So I just need to acknowledge the entire turfgrass research program at the University of Minnesota, and funding for this project was provided by the United States Golf Association. I'll take any questions. Yeah. No, not beyond average temperatures from St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah. Yeah.
Back to the 2-3 day model, do you think how many applications of that feature in a year?
So our average was about 9 days, and it ranged from 7 days to 16 days from the beginning of July to middle of October.
In your mixtures, were there any diseases that seemed to pop out at all that were of significance in some of the mixtures that you looked at?
So the question was there any disease problems with any of these mixtures? And there was a little bit of dollar spot flare-up, and it seemed like there was more dollar spot on mixtures that included large proportions of slender creeping red fescue. It was shoreline slender creeping red fescue that we had.
Any more questions? Okay, let's thank our speaker.